kiss. Oh, baby, suck your thumb. I'll keep you in my locket. A string I'll never strung. It's become so obvious. You are so oblivious to yourself. Get caught, call it a bad, get a bad. Every sound's a comeback, every moment's a little bit later. Amazing locomotives, wherever you may go.
This is Don't Make Me Dance with DJ JD Acker. It's 9:04 in the morning, and I have a bunch of emotional and wonderful tracks for you today. So ride this train with me. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Everybody's fighting on with each other. You got no one you can count on, baby. Not even your own brother. So if someone comes along, he gonna give you some love and affection. We'll be right back.
gotta make my own way around the kind of misery I find. I'll send you my best of regards and the rest. I'll leave up to your own sense of time.
You're listening to WMFO Medford. That was I'll Be Long Gone by Boz Scaggs off his self-titled album. Before that, you had Bad Kids by The Black Lips and Janis Joplin's Get It While You Can. We started off the episode today of Don't Make Me Dance with Pot Kettle Black by Wilco. And I've essentially been playing stuff that hits right home for me. It reminds me a lot of all the stuff I was listening to growing up and in high school and my different angst and rebellion and all of that. And that's actually pretty interesting because I'm hopefully going to be leading a workshop this Thursday evening at Open Call in Dowling on Tufts campus starting at 9 p.m. related exactly to that, to teenage rebellion, to the theme, I guess, is related around something related to Women's Day, how we flirt, teenage rebellion. And the concept of the gathering itself was to create an alternative space for people to hang out on Tufts campus. And it draws a random group of folks all around from all walks of life, whether it be professors, community members, students, graduate students, students that graduated years ago will come back. And we have snacks, food, lights, good talk. And we revolve around a different theme every week. And so it's been interesting because this semester has been based around the senses. So how can you play with that and do something new every week with a different sense and get people to experience something sober and with strangers, and keeping this idea of an open mind core to how we want to form a very specific type of community. So last week I had Alex Golan on my show, and he talked about his perception and experience with and creating parts of the Tufts community and WMFO community, whether or not he relates to the larger Tufts community. And I guess I'm preparing my own narratives, because tonight is a senior dinner at the Goddard House, the Gifford House, where Tony Monaco, our president, lives. And they're hosting groups of seniors every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for I think 2 or perhaps 3 weeks as a way to have a final farewell and mingle with faculty. And at the end, there's kind of this unformatted open mic where you can walk up and share a memory about what Tufts has meant to you, and or one of your favorite my favorite memories at Tufts. And I've been thinking a lot about what I would like to share. And there are so many things that are so directly personal that I feel they're not relevant to the larger group. And then at the same time, kind of what we were discussing last week, there's a lack of larger community here at Tufts. It's almost as if everyone finds such great depth in their specific extracurricular activities or majors or units of, 10 to 15 students, wherever they may be. And that breadth of larger community is kind of foregone. So I'm excited to hear what other people's perspectives are. I have some great ideas for types of stories that I may share, but I keep revolving back to these special little moments, especially in regard to radio, to that moment where I'm on college tours and they mention radio as a part of university culture, and I am immediately enamored of the idea of being a DJ. And I remember standing on Tisch roof, having the tour guide Tyler Corey guiding us around, and coming to campus freshman year and figuring out that he was a part of the comedy group that I wanted to join, Major Undecided, and having that early mentorship and early eche as like this access point to enter in and feel comfortable within the limited things that I did know about Tufts was so important. And I wonder how much of my experience at Tufts has just been luck. I've been so lucky to be forced and rejected and welcomed into different spaces. And it's been hilarious to reflect back and think, yeah, I'm not usually voodoo-y, but wow, I am so lucky to have everything, quote unquote, happen for a reason here. I got rejected from so many different dance groups that I auditioned for, and it's only pushed me into different areas of dance, including breakdancing and capoeira and mixed martial arts forms, and how I can incorporate that into my own style in the dance department rather than a student group that has made my experience all the richer. I've been able to develop stronger ties with faculty than I think most students are able to on campus. So yeah, it's that sort of weird self-justification, but also seeing all these puzzle pieces come together. And I'm obsessed with this idea of puzzles, especially because we've been working on a 3,000 piece one in my house. And for all you listeners out there, I hope that you feel like when you just give, I feel like it's a metaphor for everything, almost a puzzle. It's this idea, and I don't know if you relate, of this space, this open space. And if you just give it time, that's all it needs is time, non-judgmental observance, and they all start to fall together. And that's kind of how I am starting to see my college experiences. Wow, I have all these different connections that live all over the world, and I'm so blessed. I mean, my housemates alone, one from Virginia, one from Korea, one from Brooklyn, I'm from Chicago. I have other, our freshman year hallmates, we still have potlucks every, at least two or three times per semester. They're from, you have Germany, you have Oregon, you have Utah, you have Madrid, formerly London, Texas. People are coming at everything from such different angles and perspectives. And I think the blessing that Tufts has given me is has allowed me to keep an open mind. So I highly recommend checking out Open Call this Thursday evening in Dowling Hall on the 7th floor in that main lobby area where admissions typically gathers. This Thursday, if you want to join me in a part of what I consider one of the most special parts of Tufts, which is students, the good majority or a very solid portion of the community really does want to engage with people that are different than themselves and have an open and curious in mind. So I appreciate that. We have some more tracks that I relate to, and hopefully you do too. We can go into rock, blues, ska, etc. Maybe even throw in some Spanish ska if we have some time today. I'm hoping it'll warm up as we go along here. But also before I continue, I wanted to get a public service announcement in. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. That's a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I am going to continue with some tracks here, and I hope you enjoy. Stay tuned and dance along.
Up on a slide, she said, please don't tell all your friends, because they might tell my husband, and then you know I'll never see you. You know he'll probably want to beat you. I won't lie and say I like the way you talk at me. It's more something like it the way you gawk at me. So I'll see you at 6:30. You know I told her only trouble. Still, I couldn't help but think as I drank my bitter beer. What the hell am I doing here? And what the hell am I gonna say? Married girl, don't you wanna smoke a little marijuana? Take some time and have a drink. Married girl, ain't you worried if our love is kinda hurried? That's your feeling for him all in the time after your man has put up. Baby, when I saw you, I knew I was a god. And all those things I meant to say, I forgot in our first kiss. We threw your husband in the river. For about 3 weeks, and now we don't even speak. And so I'm sitting here alone, and I'm sitting on the phone. Married girl, don't you wanna smoke a little marijuana? Take some time and have a drink, and think about what you're gonna do. Married girl, ain't you worried if our love is kinda hurry? left for them more. In no time after, your man has murdered me.
One more time.
We just received a call in from a listener, and they were requesting a song by Pinback, so I'm going to play that now. And funnily enough, I've been listening to them for a few weeks now, so I gladly am going to play a song by Pinback. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Before this, you had Married Girl by the Slackers and Comeback Baby by Guy Davis. And we're going to cut off Mayonnaise by the Smashing Pumpkins, but we'll get back to other stuff as we go along. So keep on listening, and we'll have some more commentary following this probably.
Yeah.
That was Tripoli by Pinback from their album Pinback in 1999. So I have a couple more tracks that I'm hoping to squeeze in this morning. It's 9:37 in the morning and it's a gray day. But I wanted to comment because I had advertised it and I wanted to fill you all in case you're following me from week to week. Or rather, you can just watch it on your own time. I went out or north to Newburyport, Massachusetts on Sunday and took the trek to this small kind of colonial town. Very strange. I've never been anywhere like it. It made me feel like I was in whatever town Andy Griffith's show was shot in, kind of, in terms of everyone knew everyone and we clearly didn't fit in and everybody was white and everything was too clean and, you know, there was like a town square that was very manicured and all the signage was very repressed. So it was interesting. But I saw Mr. Gaga, the documentary about Ohad Naharin and his dance troupe, and I would like to concur with a lot of the reviews in terms of the narrative wasn't exactly linear, and they pretty much chopped up bits of footage from him dancing when he was younger into his kind of Whiplash-esque treatment of his dancers, if you've seen that movie. But this was created by two Israeli brothers, the Heyman brothers, and they filmed and took slices of his work from the past 8 years to help explain or try to explain what Gaga is without saying it. And so a lot of people left the movie or left the documentary not knowing what Gaga is, and it's essentially this thing that he developed after he injured his spine and spent years recovering in the 90s. And it's about this idea of finding like pleasure in pain and the sense of freedom in structure. So it's a movement style based on paradox, and you saw a lot of the dance styles basically form out of this mixture of extremely trained dancers being taught to lose control. And I think it's that idea of they are already classically trained people that are being detrained that makes the style distinct, whereas it's not, as many people would think, it's not just I don't know, there's that, you know, those signs that are by like gas stations sometimes with the big wavy arms. Like it's not that loose and free or organic as you may think. But I really enjoyed the film. I highly recommend it. It's called Mr. Gaga. It's showing in a few more places and I think we'll be in Cambridge in a few weeks. So check that out if you get the chance. And one thing that really stuck with me was this moment at the beginning of the film. And it's a very kind of Israeli film, like brutal and kind of short, fast cuts between things without much explanation. You know, you have to do a lot of reading between the lines. So at the beginning of the film, he basically is talking about why he began dancing. And he said, I was, you know, dancing my whole life and my grandmother would always be dancing around the house. And my twin brother, who wasn't responsive, would only open up and start to respond and start to be engaged with the rest of the family when my grandmother was dancing, and he would start to move along as well. And then my grandmother passed a few years later. I was about 4 or 5, and I decided that I was going to fill the role of my grandmother and start dancing for him and communicate with my brother through that experience. So we go through the whole film thinking that he, you know, has this very deep connection to dance, and I think it was hilarious and points towards the whole point of his warlike and kind of brutal-esque. Like, I think Dada when I hear Gaga, and I think there's something to be said about that, like this brutal modernist or like postmodern perspective on modernism in dance. And saying, as essentially, he said, I made up my twin brother. I never had a grandmother that danced. I just danced, and there's no point. And I wish I had a narrative to fully explain things, but we don't. And that's why I continue to dance and continue to try to make works. Otherwise, I would be able to explain it in a story. So I thought that was interesting. Good film. Check it out if you can. I'm going to play some more tracks, and we'll get back to you soon. This is Don't Make Me Dance. We'll be right back.
Thank you. right, Roxanne. You don't have to put on the red light, Roxanne. You don't have to put on the red light,
Roxanne. Roxanne.
Was Roxanne by The Police, and before that you had Go With You by Tori Amos and Contact by Froth. I have a few more tracks that I'm hoping to squeeze in this morning, maybe two, and then after that you have Music You Might Otherwise Miss with TK, the wonderful, the irreplaceable, the stellar DJ that you get to listen to for 3 hours every week here at WMFO. I'm so excited for that as well. So let's see if we can squeeze a few more in, and stay tuned. Yeah, I know what I'm going to play. Here we go.
Thank you.
WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because you can listen to this online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. The first hour, it's the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released.